DeepEnglish.com.
When the Titanic hit an iceberg in the North Atlantic in 1912, it took 1,517 women, men, and children to a watery grave. Masabumi Hosono was not one of them. Did this happen in 2012? No, this didn't happen in 2012. It happened in 1912. What did the Titanic hit? The Titanic hit an iceberg. How many went to a watery grave? 1,517 went to a watery grave. Did 1,517 women go to a watery grave? No, 1,517 women, men, and children went to a watery grave. Did Hosono go to a watery grave? No, Hosono didn't go to a watery grave. Masabumi was the only Japanese person to survive the Titanic sinking. Was Masabumi the only Jamaican person to survive the Titanic sinking? No, Masabumi wasn't the only Jamaican person to survive the Titanic sinking. Masabumi was the only Japanese person to survive the Titanic sinking. He was one of the lucky few who escaped on a lifeboat. He did not feel so lucky when he returned to Japan. Was he one of the unlucky few who escaped on a lifeboat? No, he wasn't one of the unlucky few who escaped on a lifeboat. He was one of the lucky few who escaped on a lifeboat. Did he feel lucky when he returned to Japan? No, he didn't feel lucky when he returned to Japan. He was called a dishonorable coward for not falling on his own sword. What was he called for not falling on his own sword? He was called a dishonorable coward for not falling on his own sword. Masabumi boarded the largest man-made moving object on Earth with 2,208 other passengers. Did Masabumi board the smallest man-made moving object on Earth? No, Masabumi didn't board the smallest man-made moving object on Earth. Masabumi boarded the largest man-made moving object on Earth. In the early hours of April 15th, he woke up on a doomed ship. Did he wake up on a saved ship? No, he didn't wake up on a saved ship. He woke up on a doomed ship. Masabumi fought his way to the deck. What did Masabumi fight his way to? Masabumi fought his way to the deck. He said, "All the hideous blue flashes from the flares and the noises were simply terrifying. There was a feeling of utter dread and desolation." Did he say the flashes and noises were exciting? No, he didn't say the flashes and noises were exciting. He said the flashes and noises were terrifying. Was there a feeling of utter dread and desolation? Yes, there was a feeling of utter dread and desolation. Masabumi resigned himself to the inevitable. He believed he had no choice but to share the Titanic's destiny. What did Masabumi resign himself to? Masabumi resigned himself to the inevitable. Did he believe he had a choice about sharing the Titanic's destiny? No, he didn't believe he had a choice about sharing the Titanic's destiny. He believed he had no choice but to share the Titanic's destiny. Saying goodbye in his mind to his beloved wife and children back in Japan, he watched women and children climbing aboard Lifeboat 10. Who did he say goodbye to in his mind? He said goodbye in his mind to his wife and children back in Japan. An officer cried, "Room for two more!" Masabumi noticed a man jump aboard. What did Masabumi notice? Masabumi noticed a man jump aboard. Without thinking, he followed suit. Did he think before he followed suit? No, he didn't think before he followed suit. On the boat, Masabumi heard the cries of the drowning, the children sobbing for their fathers, and the women crying for their husbands. Did Masabumi hear the cries of the drowning? Yes, Masabumi heard the cries of the drowning. What were the children sobbing for? The children were sobbing for their fathers. What were the women crying for? The women were crying for their husbands. He fell into a bottomless despair. What did he fall into? He fell into a bottomless despair. After returning home to Japan, he was publicly shamed as a coward and fired from his job. Was he publicly honored as a hero after returning home to Japan? No, he wasn't publicly honored as a hero after returning home to Japan. He was publicly shamed as a coward after returning home to Japan. Did he lose his job? Yes, he did. He lost his job. Some said it was because he betrayed the samurai spirit of self-sacrifice. What did some say? Some said it was because he betrayed the samurai spirit of self-sacrifice. Western academic Margaret D. Mell believes Masabumi was condemned because he embarrassed Japan in the eyes of the world. Why does she believe Masabumi was condemned? She believes Masabumi was condemned because he embarrassed Japan in the eyes of the world. While some say that Masabumi's shaming was a uniquely Japanese reaction, others point to a similar reaction in Britain. Do some say that Masabumi's shaming was a uniquely Japanese reaction? Yes, some say that Masabumi's shaming was a uniquely Japanese reaction. Do others point to a similar reaction in Britain? Yes, others point to a similar reaction in Britain. English businessman Joseph Ismay was the managing director of the company who owned the Titanic. What company was he the managing director of? He was the managing director of the company who owned the Titanic. He also survived its sinking. Like Masabumi, he was fiercely criticized for escaping the ship when women and children were still on board. Did he also survive its sinking? Yes, he did. He also survived its sinking. Why was he fiercely criticized? He was fiercely criticized for escaping the ship when women and children were still on board. No one knows how they would react in the face of death. Does everyone know how they would react in the face of death? No, no one knows how they would react in the face of death. While choosing life is a natural response, not everyone did so. Is choosing life a natural response? Yes, choosing life is a natural response. Did everyone do so? No, not everyone did so. Titanic passenger Benjamin Guggenheim chose self-sacrifice. Did Guggenheim choose self-preservation? No, Guggenheim didn't choose self-preservation. Guggenheim chose self-sacrifice. Instead of saving himself, he placed his mistress in a lifeboat. Did he place his wife in a lifeboat? No, he didn't place his wife in a lifeboat. He placed his mistress in a lifeboat. After helping more children onto lifeboats, he returned to his room to change into evening wear, with a rose through his buttonhole. What did he do after helping more children onto lifeboats? He returned to his room to change into evening wear after helping more children onto lifeboats. What flower did he put through his buttonhole? He put a rose through his buttonhole. He said, "We've dressed up in our best and are prepared to go down like gentlemen." Did he say, "We are prepared to go down like fishermen"? No, he didn't say, "We are prepared to go down like fishermen." He said, "We are prepared to go down like gentlemen." Guggenheim and his valet were last seen sitting on deck chairs, smoking cigars, and sipping brandy. What were Guggenheim and his valet last seen doing? Guggenheim and his valet were last seen sitting on deck chairs, smoking cigars, and sipping brandy.